Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Mokarum Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. I should mention that later in the show, 1 o'clock, we'll welcome in former NFL scout, Super Bowl winning scout, mind you, Brian Broaddus, to talk a little bit about this draft that's coming up in 3 weeks. For the Texans. So, yeah, we'll do that at 1 o'clock. But, Lopez.
And real quick.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, right at this time.
Oh, that's right.
Right at this time tomorrow, we're going to have Frank Caliendo in studio. So, that'll be kind of cool.
He's going to talk about draft, too?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And in a number of voices. We'll have John Gruden talking about the draft.
That's right.
We'll have, just go down the list, you know?
All right. Yeah, looking forward to that. All right. But, right here. We talked a lot about kind of the Texans and the what they're looking for organizationally when it comes to, you know, this stadium, the NRG Stadium, and the various things there, like what works for them, what serves their purposes. And Jonathan Alexander just today put out a piece about the Texans seeking a new location for their headquarters, according to Cal and Hannah McNair. They said that they're still early, but there's a lot of excitement. In an interview that they did at league meetings. But yeah, the Texans are one of four teams that actually have their headquarters in the stadium there. Now, Lopez, I think immediately, especially with all of the tenor and the conversation that has been had about the stadium itself and Rodeo and Harris County and the possibility of renovation versus moving, does this at all raise any flags in that aspect, or does this just feel like an organization trying to, like, raise their profile and, again, compete at a different level?
Well, like, raise a flag as in, like, oh, no. But I'll just put it this way. It means something. It's not nothing. Because I think it's just another way that we see how they're trying to elevate their stature, their presence, their facilities, their footprint, and their standing in the NFL as a top-tier organization. There is nothing, like, as much as we can talk about, and I've talked about, this stadium needs upgrades. Flat out. It does. And somebody might argue with that, but I'm telling you, we're there a lot. I know the infrastructure. We've seen some issues. We know about the roof, but there's a lot of other stuff going on. It needs upgrades. It needs a renovation at minimum. Of course, they brought in Mike Tomlin for that reason, if not others. But the facility itself, that's one of the best bubble facilities indoor that you can find in the NFL. At least it's still up there, I should put it that way. Facilities are strong. They've recently expanded the weight facility and the training facility right there in the stadium. So I don't think it's nothing. I think it's like, okay, so now we don't know exactly where they're looking.
This is early in the process, accordingly. Yeah.
But I think it's significant. Not like, oh, no, they're moving, but I think it means something.
I can tell you some of the things that I immediately thought of, which one of them, obviously, when you're sharing a building in the way that they do, right? People can kind of cross wires. Like, you can have instances where, you know, rodeo is doing things and it makes stuff difficult. I recall listening to Texans All Access, which you should, 6 p.m. On Sports Radio 610. Those fellas, Mark Vandermeer and John Harris, coming up to our studios because all of the traffic that's happened in a rodeo during that time, and like all of the people that work for the Texans are having to navigate that to get to the building.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen if you have a separate facility. And
correct.
I think that it allows you, again, even though they've done a good job of kind of trying to have good facilities there, you can have the best facilities, you can have the appropriate amount of space,
mm-hmm.
you can kind of, you know, I think you can give yourself an opportunity to really compete at a high level there. But another thing I thought about is if they are doing renovations or if they're moving or what have you, you could be out of the space of that happening by solidifying your own space mm-hmm. and having the opportunity of like building your own facility outside of what's happening in the stadium. I think that it allows you to get to that place. Talk less of if they do something like what they did up in Dallas, which is trying to make your facilities on by themselves into a whole nother level of destination, right? We talked about how with teams and stadiums, they want to have these destination things. I do wonder like what level of aspirations they're going to have in that regard, if they're going to have the team facilities be some level of, you know, real estate endeavor as well.
Yes, I think 100%. I think that's something to keep an eye on. That's one of the things that I think it could mean, as I just said, it means something. Is that, you know, maybe it's property they purchased, they have total control over. And you mentioned the rodeo. Let's keep in mind, NRG Stadium, hell, they might have a big event this weekend, starting tomorrow. And these
Disney
guys
are on ice or something.
You've got whatever, an event like that. You have concerts, you have monster, you know, jams and all that other stuff that they have down there. You have Final Four, you have regional tournaments and all that stuff. They can't get in or out as easily. And that's not just, you know, not to downplay it, but that's not just like Vandermeer and Harris. That's dudes trying to work out. That's coaches trying to coach.
Which Nick Caserio, you know, when he was talking earlier today, and it's one of those things that's, and not just when he's talking earlier today, he said this on Texas All Access, what was that, 2 days ago, yesterday, to that effect. He talked about how this team has a good penchant for having guys in the building and wanting to work out together. And I think you make that easier by having a different facility there. But I think more than anything, it just speaks to the commitment that this organization has to contending. It's easy to, again, like you were laying out, oh man, they've got the bubble facility. They've got a solid weight room. It's easy to look at it and say, what you have is fine, especially like from your personal kind of pain aspect of it, right? When you talk about owners, sometimes you could look at an owner and saying, all right, well, they're trying to get something out of the city. This would not represent that. This would be them going out to build a headquarters that allows them to do business at a high level and investing in the team to make the team as good as possible. And so I kind of just viewed it as like the additional commitment that they have to trying to win.
Are you going to Disney on Ice? Because it's this weekend. It's next weekend.
No, it was mentioned. Hannah mentioned
it. I was like, how'd you do that? Next Thursday, Friday, Saturday is
Disney. Hey, man, my weekend plans are for me. Don't worry about that, brother. You know? Like, sometimes I want to see.
That's uncanny.
Some people just want to see Mike Wazowski skate around, all right? Is that an issue?
Yeah, well, yeah, I was just blown away. I was like, I'll be dang, it's next weekend. But it's something like that a lot. And that kind of. Graduations in May. They have 3 weekends in a row with graduations. That's going to affect them getting in and out and doing their job. So I think it definitely means something. I think it definitely means, you know, they're looking, man. You know how when you start looking for a house, it goes a lot faster than you thought it would? Oh, we're just going to look around. Figure you did this recently. Oh, we're going to start looking around for a house. 3 weeks later, you got a new house because you're like fall in love with something. You start, your eye starts to wander. I think that's where. That's how I would put it with the Texans right now. Their eyes are collectively starting to wander, and I think it's going to go a lot faster than you thought.
I will say, I do, and again, I do wonder if this, because, I mean, look, even if there was to build some level of new stadium, whether on those grounds somewhere else, right, that's a lot of conversation we've had. There's a possibility of building a facility within that, but I do wonder if this doesn't speak again. I know that that's been the company line and they've left the door open, but this doesn't speak again to their commitment to actually staying at NRG. Like, hey, we'll move the facility.
Yes.
We'll do the facility stuff to make it easier to just whatever the renovations need to be done to remain at NRG Stadium. Go ahead and do that there.
And maybe, just maybe, and this is just, you know, pure speculation, all that area over there where the fields are and the bubble and some of that other stuff
can go to.
It could be maybe a meeting facility if they want to still keep the Astrodome, you know, kind of a destination point, little area or whatever.
When you say, you mean
for
like
people to a gathering place, you know, restaurants and such. that kind of thing. You never know. You never know what they're thinking. I will say this, listening to Texans All Access last night when Cal and Hannah were on there, again, for about 8 or 10 minutes, it wasn't, you know, an hour-long deal, but they did, one of the things that they flat out said is, you know, regarding the stadium, they were asked about it, and they made it very, very obvious that the, you know, renovation is going to be extensive. I think that's the word they used. And that means, you know, maybe even ultimately a rebuild. And I think the quote I wrote down on the current state of things, Cal McNair said, we need to get it up to date. We realize that. And so they're the wandering eye thing is happening, you know?
Yeah, but I do appreciate that, like, as they're trying to figure some things out, this feels like a, I don't know if a happy medium is the right place, the right way to put it, but this feels like an opportunity. And I mean, for me, who I don't know how much I love the idea of like a rebuild of what have you, but like this feels like something that can allow them to get to a place to keep the stadium where it is and make it more of what it needs to be.
Yeah.
That feels like it could be something that's reachable, right? Because again, part of the negotiation, yes, it'd be easy to just find somewhere on the peripheries of the greater Houston area where they'd be willing to give you a lot of tax dollars or what have you, or, you know, and build a stadium there. But maybe it's even more like easily accessible or what have you. But I think that, you know, I would love if they could find a way to do something in there that is also that they can meet with, as they said, the partners in the rodeo, but more importantly, Harris County, and find something that actually works for all those parties involved.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad they're getting a jump start on it, too, kind of early, because, like, the situation in Cleveland is kind of messy because it seems like it's a lot of last-minute stuff now. I think the city kind of underestimated them moving outside of Cleveland. So it seems like right now they, you know, I know they looking, but it's a lot of things can happen. It's a lot of stuff, a lot of discussions that happen. It's nothing last minute.
Sure. Absolutely. I think there's some definite possibilities here, you know, whether it's the new facility, if it's downtown or wherever it is, or, you know, being able to do something with that. I mean, they're not going to need that facility anymore. They won't need the bubble and those 3 football fields. You know, so that's going
to
be something.
That could begin to answer some of those questions that you're hoping to find from what you're looking for right there where you are. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including help seems to be on the way for the Astros. And let's celebrate again, the Rockets getting 50 wins. We'll talk about that next.